Hi, this is Joy Rios reporting from a HEMA 14 conference in San Diego. I'm speaking with Mario Hyland from Aegis.
We're a small IT consulting firm, Aegis. All capital letters, A-E-G-I-S. It's an acronym for Advanced Engineered Global Information Systems. Okay. But Aegis is also a relic, like Excalibur. It is Zeus's shield. So the motto was protecting your information systems future. IT services based out of Washington, D.C. area have always touched health IT. We were in the payers market for a little while. I have worked with the Department of Defense's High Performance Computing Center. So performance is my middle name. And you really have to build solutions with performance in mind. You can't bolt that on at the end. Under George Bush's High Tech Act, testing was called out. If you read High Tech, it specifically states, and under ARRA, under the TARP, that HHS and ONC would direct money to the Department of Commerce for the purpose of supporting NIST to develop the health IT testing tools. So that was the vision, and ONC was going live with the National Exchange, and NIST was supposed to develop the interoperability testing tools. And through 2009, they kept monitoring and questioning NIST. How are you doing on our tools? We're doing fine. How are you doing on the tools? We're doing fine. By August of 2009, with a January launch date, ONC got very concerned. They didn't want to derail NIST. They still felt that NIST was the long-term health IT vision, but they needed something short-term, immediate. So they took one of their prime contractors and they asked them to sub to Aegis, and we built what I call a fifth-generation testing platform called the Interop. It was an interoperability test lab. It was very static, had some hard-coded tests, but the idea was we were going to test organizations' ability to interoperate, and we wanted to do it in a lab setting so that we could do negative testing and positive testing. And we could watch their readiness. What we learned through that is so valuable. ONC based their master schedule on self-attestation. And it's prevalent. You go out there, you watch meaningful use and all of it. It's all about an organization raising their hand and saying, we're ready. More than 50 organizations signed up with ONC to be part of the initial NHIN and get onboarded. And ONC took first come, first serve and said, okay, you get 2 weeks and you get 2 weeks. That was ONC's vision. They thought 2 weeks, people could onboard. And we started testing, and it didn't go well. And we were problem solving. We were helping organizations understand that they weren't implementing the standard. And after a year of this, ONC, with some gentle prodding, relented. And they allowed us, somewhat reluctantly, but they allowed us to do a lessons learned. An after the fact, no reprisal, no one will be documented. Why did organizations think they were ready? And nearly to the person, they admitted they weren't. They knew it. Exchanges, the ability of your health IT system being able to exchange out with other organizations was so complicated they could barely get their own gateway to work. The only way to test that is if they organizationally created other organizations to test against. It was too complicated. So they recognized the risk, they accepted it, and they pushed forward. They said, ONC's got the experts. Couldn't take us 2 weeks to fix the problems. We're close enough. Let's go. And that's what the mindset was. And it still is today. So they showed up, they started doing some testing, and we pointed out some very basic problems. The federal partners recognized early that they all needed a gateway. So they created, under FHA, a program called Connect Open Source. And it was to build the gateway once and have all of the federal partners fund it and benefit from it. To that end, OHT is now responsible for Connect Open Source. The gateway is free. You can go download it. Everybody could have a gateway. But during that time, the federal partners identified this onboarding is taking way too long. We need to onboard people faster. So Aegis said, okay, let's stop having onboarding testing at the end with certification, and let's support TDD, test-driven development. Let's expose organizations to the type of testing. Eventually, the federal partners who created the request during an executive call basically asked ONC, let Mario go do the deal. Let him create this platform. Because what it incentivized people to do was to test early and test often, so that when you got to the end, you'd already played with all the tests. You're ready for it. ONC relented. They let me go to build what is affectionately called the Developers Integration Lab, or DIL for short. And what it sets out to do is say, I don't know how to test a standard, but, and this is new, in tomorrow's talk, I'll be announcing this. This is part of the key to my talk, is if the industry as a whole is pushing towards industry adoption of standards, why is each organization building its own testing? Shouldn't. Let's create a central place for testing. This is what the deal is. Standards bodies suffer right now because they publish a standard, they put it out, and it goes dark. There's no feedback loop. None of the organizations testing an HL7 standard call up HL7 and say, hey, by the way, here's what the testing results of our system is. They're worried that it proprietarily puts them behind a curve, that they're having problems. It's their own work. They don't want to share it. They interpret something different. So when two organizations come together to exchange, I'm right, no, I'm right, no, I'm right, and then they have a debate, and then that debate happens out. We said enough of this. We need to help the SDOs bring everybody together to test in the same place with the same tests, and then if the tests prove wrong, then we fight it out in the testing platform. We get everybody on the call, and we say, what's right, what's wrong? And then the spec factory or HL7 reviews and says, that's right, that's wrong. And then everybody agrees. If everybody comes together and tests in the same place, it's not self-attestation. It's proven interoperability. We can leave that testing paradigm and we will work in real time, in production. Right now, because of the approaches that are used with testing, nearly 90% of all testing done in health IT is HappyPath.
What is that?
HappyPath is a basic test where everything conditionally is correct. First name, Mario. Last name, Highland. We're able to exchange information. The outcome is pass. We're production ready. Let's go. And everybody rolls out production systems.
I've heard that people, I've never heard the term happy path, but it's just essentially perfect testing environment that, sure, under ideal circumstances, they can all create interoperable systems.
Yes.
But most situations are not ideal and certainly not perfect.
So let me explain why the industry depends on happy path. This is so complicated. The only way to test is peer-to-peer. So remember my self-attestation. I don't have anybody to play with. So if I'm, forgive the expression, perfect, I'm fairly good. You're average good in your system development. But you didn't make a mistake, and I didn't make a mistake. When we test against each other, we can't test negative. In order for me to test a negative, I would have to beg your development manager to give you time to purposefully break your system. You'll never hear me say anything bad about an IHE Connectathon. It's once a week, that's not enough. It's a great place for people to come together to test, but it's social. It's open heart surgery. Those developers are working on EHR and interoperability challenges where the developers are actually changing code and can change code. So I could test with you and find something wrong with you. I could fix my code and we work. you leave, I'd start testing with somebody else. I could change my code again and again. I need to, at the IHE Connectathon, test with three organizations in order to get my gold star. My testing platform is 24/7, 365, globally accessible. Test as often as you want, and it's free. And because it's free, academic universities can start to test interoperability as part of their academic cycles. There's just so many benefits to this. We become a feedback loop to the SDOs. We can teach the SDOs which standards are being used, which ones are being tested, what the challenge is. If the tests are built correctly and 17% of the organizations fail and eventually work it out, it's probably the organizations didn't interpret a standard right. But if 81% of the organizations that try to implement a standard fail, and on the second and third fail, it's probably an opportunity for the standards body to look at what they're failing. In our testing platform, we can tell you down to the discrete element what you're failing for. Not only that, we're a predictive testing platform, so we can know what you're supposed to have, and we can show you right back to the standard what's supposed to be there. If we have everybody testing in the same place, testing the standard, and things are 81% failure, then we can tell the SDO, hey, you need to fix that standard. It's not fully baked yet. We need to create standards and field test them. It is super, super expensive to put a standard out there and call it final. Once you call a standard final, even if some of the simplest mistakes were made, spelling, grammar, that lead to an implementation issue, you have to release a patch. Well, if I'm an implementer and there's a 1.0 and a 1.1, I gotta support both. Very expensive. So when ONC and the SNI framework are publishing standards, they shouldn't rush to final. No, there's no reason to. You can take FHIR as an example, HL7's new fast health information resource. It's catching on. It's RESTful technology. It's super cool. Developers can work with it fast. There are some organizations, and I don't mean to say that not all organizations are testing or that not all are doing a bang-up job. The problem is to do the level of testing that I'm talking about means that your organization has to make an investment into doing negative, which means you need to be breaking systems to do negative testing. It's cost prohibitive. And if you're doing it, and somebody else is doing it, and somebody else is doing it, we're talking about a national loss of ROI if everybody's doing it. We should be doing it once. We should be going out and finding the best expert at doing negative and exception handling. But if everybody's working together as a community, and everybody's looking at us, and they're testing there, we can assure that interoperability. And you need to understand that interoperability is a state in time. There's no assurances that it'll work tomorrow. What we're trying to tell the industry, focus on continuous interoperability. Continuous interoperability is a process. And it's a process where you recognize who you're exchanging information with, and you are continually testing to make sure that everyone is on the same page. If you're interoperable in a continuous manner, then you are continuously interoperable. So what we want, change is inevitable. Change is happening. Here are some of my other nitpicky things. My talk tomorrow is called Not One and Done. So ONC has something called Meaningful Use, the Meaningful Use Certification Program. It is a good program. It's trying to demonstrate that people are able to meet those meaningful use criteria. The problem is you certify somebody, they're done, they go away. Those systems are not steady state. I can encourage the vendors to test and not feel that their testing is a waste of time, that they're actually finding problems before they hit production. It's super expensive to fix problems in production. If we find them early, it saves money. Get used to testing, get more rigorous with your testing, you'll have a better product, you'll have higher quality. that is more important than anyone who shows up at a point in time and says, I have a certification. What is that vendor's quality roadmap? Well, that is what testing is all about. And so that's my challenge. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. If Gartner were to ask for an interoperability rating for vendors and for an independent testing report card, then they could start to use that. And then the vendors, when they look at their report card, it would say that they're in third place. It wouldn't say who's in front or behind, but it would let them know that the guy in fourth place is 2 points behind them, and the guy in second place is only 10. If you could do these things, you could get those extra points. And I think I can do more. This is my belief. This is what I'm campaigning. I can take that social element of testing and their need to do a better job at quality, and I can drive health IT to a higher level than any certification program can. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm helping the SDOs, and I'm helping the developers, and I'm helping the academic community. That's my mission. That's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. Thanks for joining us. This has been another AHIMA Minute.